This story by Emily is a year in the life of the river and the valley. My River in the Valley by Emily. We are very lucky to live so close to the river. We have exciting adventures throughout the year, whatever the weather. "Well, he's on," said Mummy. "Yes," said Ewan, as he loves jumping in muddy puddles. "Off we go," said Daddy. "Wow, look at the colours of these beautiful leaves. I can see yellow, orange, red and brown. I love the autumn," said Emily. "Let's run through them," said Ewan. Crunch, crunch, crunch. As the wind blew, the leaves swirled around. Buddy the dog chased them and made everyone laugh. Then Buddy jumped into the river, and when he came out, he shook all over us. Yuck. 3 months later. "I'm breathing fire," said Ewan, who loved to pretend to be a dragon in the winter. The frosty paths made walking slippery but still great fun. Thankfully it snowed last night and we have our sledges ready for some fun. The river was running rapidly, creating waterfalls and knocking down everything in its path. The icicles hung off the bridge looking like elephants' trunks and the only green to be seen were the holly bushes. "It looks like a picture on a Christmas card in these woods," said Daddy. Once at the campsite near the river, both Emily and Ewan sledged down the snowy hill until their feet were as cold as ice blocks. "Let's make angels in the snow," shouted Emily excitedly. "Look, I'm making a snowman like Olaf," said Ewan. Once home, they cuddled up in front of the fire with a hot chocolate and marshmallows. Yum. 3 months later. Now it's springtime. Life was a lot different. The lockdown meant they were only allowed to leave home for an hour a day. The family were determined to make the most of this. We had a lot more time together. We were able to paint stones and make items for the fairy gardens around the home valley. We noticed that the buds on the trees and flowers, including daffodils and bluebells, were starting to blossom. As there was no traffic or aeroplanes, we could hear the wildlife much clearer, and we even heard a cuckoo. The beautiful blue skies made us all feel happy. Now that the water in the river was much calmer and warmer, we were able to walk along the shallow water. Buddy the dog loved this as he swam alongside them, jumping over the rocks. 3 months later. In the summer months, the leaves were out on the trees and everywhere looked lush and green. We had more time outside to play and paddle in the low river. The tree tunnels kept us cool. We took picnics and enjoyed throwing rocks into the stream. We saw ducklings and fed these every day. Instead of doing PE lessons at school, I'm now walking and playing by the river many times a week. Buddy the dog feels like he's living in heaven as he loves us all being home together.